When we think of algae, we think of the slimy and smelly stuff under our feet on beaches. In reality, red algae has a lot of important uses in our society that we don't necessarily think about. Pyropia, a type of red algae, are found in the mid to high intertidal zone of the ocean, primarily from the winter to early spring. These species are commonly found on the west coast of North America. For those of you who don't know what red algae is, it's a large group of algae that includes the commonly known seaweed. They are usually red in color, but some species do not follow this rule of thumb. Pyropia is commonly used in the food industry. Red algae is commonly used in Japanese culture as nori. Nori is dried crunchy seaweed that's found in sushi. Its high nutrient concentration makes it a healthy snack. Red algae has been found to boost the immune system. Further, agar, which is isolated from red algae, is used as a growth medium for laboratory growth of microorganisms. Another less commonly known use of red algae is in laxatives. Carrageenan, a main component of laxatives, is made from parts of red algae and is in fact used to help with many intestinal problems. Annually, the red algae industry produces about $1.5 billion worth of products. Most of these industries for red algae or seaweed production are located in Japan, Korea, and China. Because of growing demand for Asian foods in North America, as well as the growing pharmaceutical industry, there have been attempts to commercially grow red algae off the coast of North America. Dr. Sandra Lidstrom, an adjunct professor at the University of British Columbia, explains how she began studying the native species of pyropia off of the west coast of North America.
At a time when there were some people interested in growing porphyra commercially here, and I applied for a job of director of research, and they hired me. And as part of that job, I was interested in documenting the native species that occurred in British Columbia.
She took this opportunity to further study the native species of pyropia in southern BC. Unfortunately, this commercial venture fell short and did not become a well-established industry. Although this industry did not succeed, there are many industries in North America, mostly in the US, that have successfully grown red algae for commercial use. Even with the unsuccessful venture, Dr. Lidstrom's passion led to the discovery of four new species of pyropia in this paper. Credits go to Parvin Pabla, Ahmed Husseini, Jamie Chan, and Daphne Wu for production, Parvin Pabla for narration, and Dr. Sandra Lidstrom for interview clips.